This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3110, 7 Things You Need to Stop Doing Every Day by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. And I'm going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. 7 Things You Need to Stop Doing Every Day by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. If you get decent value for making to-do lists, you'll also get significant returns in productivity and improved relationships, in financial stability, and in heightened levels of happiness from adding certain things to a to-don't list. As you may have guessed, a to-don't list is a list of things not to do. It might seem a bit amusing, but it's an incredibly useful tool for keeping track of unproductive habits like these. Number one, worrying about the wrong people. The ladies of The Real Housewives of Orange County, they'll survive without you. The family members and friends of Duck Dynasty, they won't notice your absence if you stop watching their show. Even the private lives of your elected politicians and local public figures means nothing in the grand scheme of your own life. But your significant other, your friends, your children, your siblings, extended family members, business partners, employees, and customers, these are the people who truly matter to you. Give them your time and attention. They're the ones who deserve it. And as you meet new individuals, be polite, but don't try to be best friends with everyone. Take things slow and remain focused on your core people, the individuals whose absence would immediately make your life less fulfilling. Number two, focusing all your attention on future events instead of present moments. This moment will never happen again. Look around. Cherish your time as you're living it. Work towards something, but enjoy the journey of getting from here to there. Experience each step. Don't succumb to a vicious cycle of overbearing productivity that forces you to constantly think about every imaginable time and place except right here, right now. It's often hard to tell the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And someday you'll likely discover that the small moments you're living now are really the big ones worth dreaming about. So learn to appreciate what you have now before time forces you to appreciate what you had then. Number three, delaying decisions. Sometimes it doesn't take as much strength to do things as it does to decide what to do. Life is filled with difficult decisions. As you move through life, you'll come up on many forks in the road where both paths look equally as promising. The important thing is not which path you choose, but that you do, in fact, choose a path. Deciding sometimes hurts. Not knowing which path to take can be painful, but nothing is more disheartening than never making a decision. If you never choose a road, you'll never know where it leads. So when you're faced with two equally good options, don't be one of the people who choose the third option to not choose. Number four, saying yes when you really mean no. Stop overcommitting. While saying yes can take you down some wonderful roads, there's also a ton of value in saying no. Your time in life is extremely limited. Do you really want to give it away so easily? If you don't have time to commit to a new project, fulfill a favor, etc., it's a good idea to just say no. Refusing a new request from friends, family, customers, etc., can be difficult, but rarely is it as stressful as overcommitting and leaving no time for yourself. The ambition to be successful in life is not always the biggest challenge. Narrowing the number of commitments to be successful in is. Even when you have the knowledge and ability to access highly productive states, you get to a point where being simultaneously productive on too many fronts at once causes all activities to slow down, stand still, and sometimes even slide backwards. Bottom line, say no when you know you should. Number 5, buying stuff you don't need. Proper money management is one of the most beneficial skills we can master to create a comfortable, happy future for ourselves. And yet, it's a skill that we're often culturally cut off from understanding. The consumer society we live in tries to make us feel that happiness lies in owning things and continuously buying new things, and fails to teach us about the happiness not found in things. When external influences suddenly motivate you to consider a new purchase, ask yourself this: is this thing I'm thinking of purchasing really better than the things I already have? Do I really need it? Or am I just being persuaded to be displeased with what I have now? You've heard the saying, the best things in life are free. Believe it. Spending time with friends, laughing, enjoying the antics of a pet, seeing a child smile, experiencing intimate and heartfelt moments with a significant other, these gifts are precious and free. Money brings comfort, and there's nothing wrong with enjoying that comfort, but it's important to spend money on the things that matter to you and let go of spending that doesn't add value to your life. Spend on what you need, but don't forget why you're buying what you're buying, or the spending will become a destructive habit. Number 6, gossiping. Gossip is the evil. If you want to know something about someone, ask. Don't assume. That's how gossip grows and spreads. If you've talked to more than one person about something someone else is doing, it's time to step forward and actually talk to the person you've been talking about. And if it's truly not your place to talk to this person, it's likely not your place to talk about them either. Ultimately, you should focus on judging less, loving more, and resisting the temptation to gossip about others or portray them in a poor light. Be impeccable with your words. Speak with integrity. Avoid using your words to gossip about others. Use the power of your voice to spread truth and love only. And number 7, filling every waking moment with activity. Downtime is imperative. In all walks of life, the highest human performance occurs when there's an equilibrium between activity and rest. This is due to the fact that the human body is designed to labor in short pulses and requires rest and renewal at regular intervals, both physically and mentally. In other words, your productive working days should look something like this: activity, short rest, activity, short rest, etc. Make time every day to not be busy. Have dedicated downtime moments, clear points in the day to reflect, rest, and recharge. Don't fool yourself. You're not so busy that you can't afford a few minutes of sanity. You deserve quiet moments away from the daily hustle in which no problems are confronted, no solutions are explored, and no demands are being made of your time. At least twice a day, while you're awake, withdraw yourself from the sources of stress that refuse to withdraw from you. Do so for a few minutes and simply be and breathe. You just listened to the post titled 7 Things You Need to Stop Doing Every Day by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Mark. Some good ones to think about. It's sort of a minimalism for the mind kind of episode. We usually talk about minimalism in terms of possessions, but decluttering intangibles helps just as much. And I know I'm guilty of these from time to time. For example, while I don't necessarily fill all my time with activity, that thought of not doing something quote-unquote productive can make me feel guilty, which to me is just as bad as filling that time to stay busy just for the sake of it. Doing more of what actually matters, as opposed to more just for the sake of more, is important and a good way to think about it. And as for buying things, I think I've gotten better over the years with this one. Having this podcast as a daily reminder definitely helps. Plus, I'm sure the fact that I've listened to every single episode of Optimal Finance Daily too makes compulsive shopping much less likely. And last, I've been tracking all of my income and expenses since 2010, a very long time. So every time I make a purchase, I have to see that transaction and review it. All of those things help. And by the way, if you'd like to track your own income and expenses, you can get a free trial of what I use at oldpodcast.com/track. But that should do it for today. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.